When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world. Today, we're going to have music from Stephanie, and then stay tuned for a message, and then more music.
We really hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Hi, folks. First of all, I've got some songs of praise and worship as well as some traditional hymns for you. And I hope you enjoy listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, folks. This is Stephanie Burdick, and our message for today is somewhat appropriate for this Halloween time of year because it is called An Impulsive Decision or Are You Wearing a Mask? The scripture reads, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning." And that is Psalms chapter 30, verse 5 from the New International Version. Opening the car door, Austin stood and stretched his legs. He had taken a big risk, and he had finally reached the destination, which he had been led to believe that others only dreamed about. But the man who had once been known as the life of the party now saw only despair. He had stooped shoulders, and lines creased his ruddy countenance. Most of his teeth were gone. Instead of a three-piece suit, rags adorned his frail body. While I can't describe him any further, let's just say that his appearance was that of a nomad. While many of his homeless brothers and sisters were too poor to travel, Austin reminded himself that at least he had a car which still ran. Unlike him, many of the men on the street were trapped and tired of the snow. They longed for a good place to spend the winter. Among other places, they talked about Phoenix. They had heard it could get unbelievably hot there, but they figured you could always find shelter in a public building. Austin's interest was piqued, and he listened while waiting in long lines or sleeping behind buildings. Without weighing the pros and cons, he made an impulsive decision that night. He told himself he would head out the next morning, as anything was better than freezing to death. He didn't really know where he was going, but he knew he was tired of the cold. A warm climate which protected people against the elements sounded more than inviting. Austin knew he had to escape from much more than the cold. He also had to try to escape from his past, but he knew this would be next to impossible, for the past held on to him with a grip like a vice. Getting up early, Austin left home without looking back. After several delays, he finally reached Phoenix. It had been a long trip, and now Austin's focus was on finding the poorer part of town. He gasped when he saw his surroundings, and he was filled with regret for what he had done. Not too surprisingly, the temperature was blistering and the car baked in the sun. Slowing down, he found himself in a state of shock, wrinkling his forehead. He let out a low whistle as he saw the men who lined the streets. He couldn't believe the dinginess which greeted him. "Do people actually call this place home?" he wondered. "I have been more than foolish." Climbing out of the car, Austin surveyed the landscape more carefully, but he still couldn't find one thing that held out any hope. Everything looked so bleak and depressing. Why had he listened to strangers on the street? His head pounded, and he leaned on a dilapidated old wall that stood in the shade. While it was true that the circles he used to frequent would now be closed to him, it was also true that he had no desire to stay in New York. That city had once been home, but now he had traveled across the country on a harebrained scheme without weighing his options. Austin was furious with himself, and at the end of his rope. He was also out of money, but it was much too late to turn back now. What he had done was insane, and the only thing he had accomplished by turning away was putting a lot of miles on a car that had once been beautiful. Now it was only a rattle trap, but it was also the only thing he could call home. It could get chilly in that car, but at least it provided some shelter. Austin was growing more and more tired and despondent as unwelcome thoughts successfully rallied for his attention. Like a bad movie that played again and again, they paraded relentlessly across the screen of his mind. For the 100th time, they whispered in sinister voices, "This was all your fault. You may never have been wealthy, but you weren't poor either. You should have saved up for a rainy day, but instead you bought everything you wanted. But it was all a sham, wasn't it, Austin? You bought big houses and cars, and you held all those elaborate parties. I'm so sorry, but it looks like you made your choice." "But I was able to give my wife and daughters everything, wasn't I?" Austin protested. "Everything but you," came the retort. "Just shut up and leave me alone," Austin snapped. But the harassing voices continued. "When you lost your job, things weren't so rosy, were they?" "No," he grudgingly admitted. "Everything changed in the blink of an eye, and I went from being on top of the world to living in this dump. What am I supposed to do now?" Today, I would like to talk about Halloween. If you're going to the office party or just dressing up, maybe you're thinking about wearing a mask to top things off. So you might pick out something that stands out from the rest. And while you may not necessarily like it, you know that you will be able to take it off once Halloween is over. But think with me for a moment about another kind of mask. Maybe you have not experienced loss in the same way as Austin had in this story. But we all carry scars from the battle of life. The question is, have these mental scars caused you to put on a mask? While you might not be running like Austin did, we all have a tendency to try to escape when times get tough. But again, like Austin, these escapes often fill us with regret and steal years from our lives. Jesus was emphatic when he said that the thief only came to steal, kill, and destroy, while the scriptures offer life and healing. I wish I could tell you that I haven't experienced this loss and regret, but I began running from God in a subtle way. Without realizing it, I put on the mask of self-protection instead of putting on God's armor. Because I saw pain and suffering all around me, I tried to run from God while pretending to serve him. However, I found out that his joy was my strength, and that he could see me through the storm that swirled through my life at that time. So if you are suffering any kind of loss or disappointment, know that God can do the same for you. His word points to a man who bore a degree of pain which you and I can't comprehend, while his lips assure the believer of his constant presence. If you find yourself wearing a mask today that is hard to remove, ask the God of the Bible to help you take it off. Then, why not replace the mask that you are wearing by letting him walk with you through this shadow of death called life? Draw close to him in your pain, and he promises to draw near to you. He offers unspeakable joy as you look to him for fulfillment. And that is our message for today. For more devotions, check out our blog on mynvm.com. And again, NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries. Thank you very much. Thank you.
to contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.
I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. Yeah, it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.